Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Sheerlux My Life in Beauty series in partnership with Space NK. This is where we're catching up with brand founders to discuss all things career lessons, skincare advice, and some of their favorite products of all time. Now, don't miss my most recent episode, which was with the legend that is Sunday Riley. Guys, you will not believe how inspirational her story is. Enjoy. Hi guys, I'm Lisa Potter-Dixon and welcome back to the Sheerlux, my life in beauty, the success stories. Now I am so excited today for our guests because honestly, no lie, I think you know this anyway, it's one of my favourite skincare brands. It is the one and only Sunday of Sunday Riley.
Woo! The one and only.
The one and only, literally, yeah. The one and only. Girl, I'm grateful to you for my skin. I am a huge, huge fan. The CEO is my all-time favourite vitamin C serum. But I need to talk to you firstly, before we start anything, about your skin. Okay. You are glowing so much. I mean, that is the benefit of owning an incredible brand, right?
Yeah, you know, I was saying to you earlier, like my motto, I want to glow like a disco ball. Yes. Like, that's it. Yes. Like, I just want to like radiate and shine. That's what I want. People are like, they want to be mad. I'm like, I don't. Yeah. I want to be blindingly, like distractingly glowing. That's what I want. That's my goal.
Do you know what as well? I mean, first and foremost, big lover of disco balls. Got 24 in my house. One actually above my bed, like a giant one.
I like this like boogie nights feel that I'm getting here right now.
My husband had zero choice about that.
I can bet.
But actually, it's interesting because I think like, you know, we're having these award ceremonies that are happening at the moment. Obviously, like the Oscars, the Emmys, BAFTAs, whatever. Glowing skin is so huge right now. And as a makeup artist, I'm thrilled about that. And we now know through education, and you know, this podcast is sponsored by Space NK, and Space NK have been a huge part of your UK journey. And the reason that I'm saying this is because the education that they put behind your brand and all their brands, experts are telling the customer how to use the products. And I think that that is so key to skincare, because I don't know how you feel about this, but when the brand started 15 years ago, the consumer was completely different, right?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't understand including myself, the layering, the process, the ingredients.
Well, they didn't really, like, social media was totally different, right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole way of, like, communicating about skincare or educating about skincare was totally different. I mean, this is like, you know, people are still going to, like, only to counters or only to whatever at first, right? Like, that was, like, those. And then you have brands that come in, like Space NK or retailers that come in, and it's just a totally different landscape. But, yeah, the customer, like, has evolved radically. And then, you know, as that happens, like our customers, those customers continue to age, right? That's the idea, right? As the brand ages 15 years, that customer ages 15 years, and then you bring in a new customer as well. So it's that continual like evolution of like what people are looking for. I mean, then there's always the same, right? Like everyone's worried about lines and wrinkles. Everyone's worried about hyperpigmentation. Yeah. Everyone's worried about surface redness. So some things always stay the same.
Yeah.
But how to use it, or knowledge about ingredients, knowledge about layering, that's different. I would say, you know, 15 years ago, people didn't come to us saying, oh, I know what this acid is, or I know what niacinamide is, or I'm looking for like this form of a retinoid. They would just say like, I need to change like this line, this wrinkle, this like hyperpigmentation spot. It was more focused on concern rather than what I call like the guru, the rise of the skincare guru, where it's like that, you know, extreme knowledge about, you know, like the ingredients, the order, trends, things like that.
Yeah,
totally changed.
It totally has. And I think that everyone's an expert now, which I absolutely love. But from an evolution point of view, from the brand, I mean, for those of you that don't know, Sunday, you formulate the products.
Correct.
You're not only you know, a female founder of a brand, but you formulate the products, which I think is really key. And maybe a lot of people don't actually know that.
So my lab is truly, it's in the office, in our main office in the US. And I work on about 5 formulas a day. So we're talking about, you know, not 7 days a week. It's about 5 days a week. And sometimes it's more. Sometimes it's a productive day. Sometimes it's less. But those, you know, 5 formulas a day, you know, we've got, you know, the wall of ingredients we mix, we fill, we try it. It's a lot of trial and error. Obviously, we don't produce 5 products a day, which means that all that like trial and error just continues to like to contribute to the knowledge and the understanding of ingredients and different products and do people want. Sometimes like I'll read about a product, I'm like, how would you do that? And so I'll just like, that will just be my practice for the week. Like if I had to do that, how would I do that? Or I'll see like a hot product, I'm like, okay, I like, try to deconstruct it so I can learn how they do it. Cause like the continuous learning, I'm always pushing myself to learn more, to understand more, how to work with new emulsifiers, how to work with tricky ingredients in a way. Like when it comes to ingredients, we don't think about it, but some of those ingredients like niacinamide or salicylic acid, they're actually a little bit tricky to incorporate into a formula. So you often have to put them in something that basically a solubilizer, which will help it get in. That solubilizer, if it's rough for the skin, like you might say, oh, this product irritates my face and it's the active ingredient. Wow. No, it was the vehicle that you had to put it into to get into the skincare itself. Things like that. It's like that trial and error, that practice that I do every single day is kind of what just kind of keeps me in that continuous learning phase.
It's us people at home that would never realize that. I mean, the science obviously is incredible. What was your first ever product that you created?
When the brand launched, it launched with 10 products. Yeah. And of those 10 products, the only one that's still in existence is Good Jeans. And since then, Good Jeans went through a baby overhaul because remember, this was like 15 years ago. Yeah. So parabens were
everything
in,
changes.
Things like that. Yeah. So around, and don't like quote me on the time. Maybe it was like 5 years ago, maybe since COVID, like I'm really bad with time. Like maybe 6,
we're
maybe
all the 3. Same.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But we did like, well, first of all, we took the parabens out maybe about 10 years ago. So that went through that little, and then we greened it up a little bit because it has so much acid in it. So even that original product has changed.
Wow, that's, I mean, you would expect it to, I suppose, like you say, because the formulation of change, but the fact that that's still such an iconic product.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot about the brand, but with that product, obviously it's been around for 15 years, it's had a little bit of an uphole, but it's still there, the brand and the name, it's still iconic. What is the reason, do you think, that it is still so iconic and that actually a lot of your products are, the longevity on them is really impressive? So to have a product that's been around for that long, is it the customer? Is it the fact that it's their word of mouth, they're using it, it's working? Is it the marketing, like, or is it all of it?
So first of all, as a brand, we don't actually have a lot of products out in comparison to some other brands.
Yeah.
So I'm really slow. Like as much as I say, like I create 5 products a day, I'm really slow on releasing them because I'm super obsessive about making sure that it's what I really want, what I believe in, and what I think is right. And I'm also really quick to, if I think a product isn't right, for whatever reason, like, you know, I just think, you know, maybe like I put this in the market, but I think I could have done better now. I pull it.
Really?
So absolutely. So I'm a big believer, like I call it like egos down, like, you know, like at the school, they're like pencils down, like the test, like I'm like, okay, egos down. Like I have to really assess and say, okay, I thought this was amazing. People don't agree with me, so I have to listen to them and just say, okay. And actually, that's brought about some of our best products. So we had an eye cream that people loved and some people didn't love, and it was called Start Over. And I talked to our retailers. They're like, don't discontinue it. We love Start Over. And I was like, but it's not selling. And they're like, we love it. Don't discontinue. And I was like, I'm going to discontinue it. I was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't believe in it because people don't believe in it. And I was like, I don't think it has legs. I think I can do better. So they were like, why don't you just launch another eye cream? And I was like, no, because I think I can do better with that concept. I don't want to launch a new concept. I want to take Start Over. I want to take what works, take out what I don't think works, completely redo the formula, but just like keeping like the magic there that I think is there. And instead we launched AutoCorrect, which is like a runaway hit for us, AutoCorrect. Mm-hmm. It's just saying like, what do you want? Are you buying it? If you're not buying it, can I personally, as like Sunday the formula, can I do better? I think that's created this trust relationship with the customer, but it also means that when we do have a product on the shelves, we stand behind it, we think it's great. And you know what? If we can do better, we pull it, right? In a way that, you know, that we can do it. And I think that's it. So it's mainly word of mouth. We actually have a significantly smaller marketing budget than a lot of other brands our size because a lot of our money goes into the cost of goods, into the ingredients. And I think maybe in different circumstances, it wouldn't necessarily get approved by a finance team. I'm like, but because I'm the product formulator and I get to run the company, I'm like, no, it's what we're doing.
Oh, well, we're doing it.
So we're doing it, yeah. So I spend a lot more money on ingredients And I kind of give myself that luxury to do that. My philosophy is that it will, by creating a better product, and that it will create a stronger word of mouth, and that's our marketing.
And do you tell, like with that example, the eye cream, did you tell your customer, like, listen, this is a better version of that, the ones that love the product in the first place? Or do you just launch it as this is a brand new product?
Really, honestly, AutoCorrect brought in so many more new clients for us that Startover never had.
Right.
So,
yeah, and that's obviously key to the business. I think it's a really smart move, but obviously a brave move as well, particularly for your accountants.
Like, yeah, I know. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm sure. Come on.
But also I think that, you know, this, what's really impressive to me is that you, like we've said, are the founder, you're the formulator, and you're the one that's having the conversation with your audience, but also with your team, saying, this is our ethos. This is how we work. And I actually think that a lot of people that buy Sunday Riley probably buy it off the back of a recommendation and do not realize that the founder does all of that. So this is obviously why we're having this conversation, but how do you feel about that? Because I think, like, with your name being Sunday Riley, which is a beautiful name but unusual, I want to know where your name comes from, actually. There's got to be a story behind that. Come on. But I mean, is it for you? Actually, no, I need to know that. Is there a story behind your name?
Oh, it's not an epic story, though.
My dad chose it.
Yeah, I know. I'll come with the
story. Were you born
story.
On a Sunday?
I was born on a Saturday. I know.
Well, there we go.
Actually, my dad, when he named me, like, because years later, I was like, why? Because that, by the way, when I was growing up, it was not cool to have a different name. It was brutal.
Right.
And so I was like, why? Why did you choose this name? And he was like, I thought it was beautiful. And he did say, I go on the record with this. He said, I thought it would be a great name for business. He basically named me for what my experience would be like as an adult, not for what my experience would be like as a child.
I mean, he was right.
I mean, there were some rough years there, though.
Have you forgiven him now?
No, I do. I love my name.
But I suppose my point of that is that it is an unusual name, and it doesn't necessarily sound like a name. It sounds like a brand name. And I suppose that's because of the way that you guys have established the brand as well. So is it really important for you for people to understand that this is a female-founded brand, that is something that you are still completely involved in? Because for me, as a consumer, I love to know the story of brands.
To answer your question, people would always say to me, like, oh my gosh, like, your name is Sunday Riley? I had no idea. I thought that was like a made-up brand name. I had no idea that was a real person.
Yeah.
And that was always fine with me and still is fine with me. That's fine. That's great. No problem there. But as time has evolved and things change, and I think one of the most important things that you can do is pivot. And one thing that I decided I needed to pivot on was just kind of like being this total background character, which was fine with me because I was loving my life. You know, like, I love the brand, I love my job, I love what I do, you know, it was great. But I did realize, like you're saying, that as time evolved and we have this, like, and social media is massive and communication that's just different, people want to know.
People buy into people as well, right?
Yeah. And then I started doing, like, Instagram lives, and people are like, oh my God, I love that. Like, you explain this ingredient in a way that I didn't get. And I was like, okay, you know, like, sure, I'll do it. And then I started to realize, I'm like, okay, this is something that people want. So I started kind of changing that and putting myself out there
that
more.
That pivot worked. And when you've got a great retail as well, because obviously everything is online and we have the social media, and that's just still wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the whole side of it. But then when you've got retailers as well, I know we mentioned Space NK, like, the reason that I just love the going into store is because you can meet the founders, you can hear from the experts. And, you know, I think that because the education is there online, the education is key, obviously, when it comes to skincare. To be able to actually physically say to this, I don't know if you get this a lot, but when you're doing, let's say, you're in a store and you're meeting people that love your skincare, I'm sure a lot of people say, well, thank you for what you've done to my skin. So for you to have that physical connection, that must make you feel great and give you the motivation to carry on doing what you're doing.
So I would say, like, I know it appears like I'm in the skincare business. I know by all means I'm in the skincare business. I know it keeps the lights on. I understand it. But I really feel that I'm in the confidence business. So skincare is the tool and the vehicle. So I'm all about, and what gives me passion and what I love doing is, like, how do we help people feel good about themselves when they look in the mirror? I always say skincare is, you know, makeup is beautiful. I love makeup. It's like putting something on, it's creating this beautiful, beautiful look, right? Mm-hmm. Skincare is about taking everything off and seeing yourself and what you look like today, not 10 years ago, not as a child, not last week, But today, maybe today you see a little extra joy. Maybe today you see a little extra sadness. Maybe you see like a few more lines because you laughed a lot. Maybe you see a few more lines because you cried a lot. And it's like, it's coming to terms with that in a beautiful way and saying, I love this. Like I accept this. Skincare, I think, helps you to connect yourself and feel better about yourself. So when people say to me that it changed their life, that's why I make the decision to put the money into the ingredients, because I fundamentally believe that by creating a higher quality product, you can be a tool of transformation in someone's life. You know, it's funny, I've been interviewing for different roles and people to come into the company, not me to go to other companies. I'm still here.
Mic drop.
By the way, this is a great moment. No, but I was talking to this woman and she was talking about a sales role. And she said to me, she was talking about the customer. She was telling me like at the brand that she's at about the customer. And I was talking about the customer. And then I paused. I was like, you know what? You and I are talking about different customers. And she thought I meant like different retailers. And I was like, no. I was like, you correctly, like, by the way, it's great. You're in sales. You should. I was like, but you're thinking of the customer as the retailer. Yeah. Because sure, we are selling the product to them, right? They are the ones paying us. And I want you to think about it like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, but the customer that I think of when it comes from formulation is like, you know, the woman or the man or in their home. Like I think about it being on their bathroom counter. That's my customer. I'm like, when they put it on, how do they feel? What is their experience? How does the jar open? How does the pump feel? When they put it on, do they see results right away? Are they going to wait a few weeks to see it? Can we give them something right away too so they start feeling great immediately? I was like, customer that I think of is the end user. What are they like? So I feel very connected to them even if I never see them. So when I do get a chance to see them, yeah, it blows my mind.
That is honestly so powerful and so important. And I think that every single brand should think that way, honestly, because from my point of view as a user of your products, that just like warmed my heart, and I'm sure everyone else listening out there, and if you haven't used the products, I bet they're now like, right, get it on my face. I actually want
we should to just glow like a disco ball.
Listen, like, glow like a disco ball.
I mean, that's we're gonna summarize exactly.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm actually just grabbed, but I spoke about it earlier, but this product for me, it's the CEO, it's the vitamin C serum, the 15% serum, yeah. And it really is the product that genuinely I use every single day. I had an operation recently and was at home. So I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to up my skincare game and I'm going to make sure that I'm doing whatever. And I've put this on my face every single morning and I've used it for I don't even know how long, years. It's so impressive to me that one product can make such a difference. I've got to ask you a question about this, though.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm just putting it on my hand. For those that are listening on the podcast and not watching our lovely video, I'm just putting it on my hand. How does it give you the instant glow? It's almost like it's got some sort of iridescent finish to the formula. Obviously, you can't tell us how. But you were just mentioning it earlier. You want people to put it on at home, put your products on, and obviously you see the long term, but also the short term immediate impact. Yeah. Was this what you had in mind when you were creating this?
So it's the magic fairy dust.
I knew it.
I mean, I knew that I wanted it to give that instant, immediate glow, that healthy glow feeling.
Yeah.
I'm passionate about vitamin C. Like, I mean, like, don't even like lift the lid on this for me, because this will take over the entire conversation. But I'm super passionate about vitamin C. And I'll just say in a quick nutshell, you know, vitamin C is one of the most researched and proven ingredients. You can, you know, you can find a million studies on it. That might be an exaggeration, but there's a lot of studies
we'll
on
go
it.
With it.
Yeah, we'll go with a million. However, you know, I do want to always like keep in mind that there's different, like vitamin C is kind of, it's like a category. It's and there's different forms, there's different derivatives of it, right? So a lot of times when people are talking about vitamin C, they're actually referring to a product or to a study on L-ascorbic acid, which is a wonderful ingredient. I love it. It's got great studies. And it's not the most stable form of vitamin C. And some people are irritated by it. So sometimes the base that needs to go, and going back to that base, remember, yeah. It's not just the active, it's the base mm-hmm. that it goes in, right? That's the carrier, right?
Yeah.
So like, just think of like the active is the driver, but the base is the car that it's driving. The active, the driver could be like the best Formula One driver in the world, but if the car is bad,
yeah.
then it's still going to crash. It's not going to go anywhere. You need a great car, you need a great base, and you need a great driver, you need great actives. Like, they go hand in hand. So I prefer to use a vitamin C derivative called tetrahexyldecylascorbate, which is
catchy, by the
way. I know. I'm like,
can we spell it?
I can, but not well. But it's more stable, it's more potent, and it's actually great for people with sensitive skin.
It's amazing. I just love the smell as well.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the orange kind smell. Of. Yeah.
I'm also like, if we also learn nothing else or take away nothing else from this, I'm very hesitant. We don't use any synthetic fragrances in the facial care, yeah. Nor in body care, but I'm going to be very specific on face, because the face is so sensitive and reactive for a lot of people that anytime you smell something, it's actually from like the plants or the botanicals that are in there versus a Amazing. Synthetic fragrance. I think when a lot of people have reactive skin, I'm like, are you using fragrance on your face?
Yeah.
And that's usually like, yeah, my cream is fragranced. I'm like, let's stop. Let's see how you go.
But it's a beautiful smell, isn't it?
I'm telling you, plants smell amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
They do. It smells like oranges.
Yeah.
And that's part of our beautiful green kingdom. Yeah. It smells beautiful.
That's the reason why, I suppose, the reason that it is a bestseller is because of the impact that people have seen on the skin.
Yeah, I think they get like an instant glow. They're like, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Then I think they see that long-term impact. You know, vitamin C is really important. It's important for brightening the appearance of the skin. It's part of the collagen building process. So it's a wonderful anti-aging ingredient, not just preventative. Like, I think we talk about it as an antioxidant. Sure.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. There's a lot of antioxidants though. So like for me, I'm like, you know, like, sure, it's good. But like in that, but for collagen building, like you can't build collagen without vitamin C in the process. So you can build it without retinoids, but not without vitamin C. So like that's like the one of the main reasons why, and you can clearly see that one of my main concerns online is wrinkles. I'm like, and it all comes back to me and my deeply seated concerns.
Listen, it's your brand. I know.
But also, it's so great for brightening.
Yeah, no, it really is. Now, I don't know if you can say this because it's probably like your babies, but do you have a favorite product?
I like everything that is successful.
I thought you were going to say, I like everything, but that was even better.
I'm always going to like lean into like my desert island products are going to be good jeans. Like I've been using it every day for 15 years and still winning Best of Beauty Awards. I'm always going to lean into one of our CEO products. Like if I had to like consolidate it between like the serum, the oil, the moisturizer, I mean, I'm probably first going to reach for the serum just because that's like part of my go-to routine, but I'm in love with that one. And I'm absolutely in love with autocorrect for the eyes, but I'm in love with everything. So then I'm like, so now let's go deeper. Yeah, I love them all. But like if I had to like narrow it down to just three.
I also love that we always go to this like desert island scenario. Like
as if I'm ever on a stranded island with skincare. I'm like, I mean, here I am. I'm stranded, but I did bring skincare.
And some music.
Yeah, exactly. I brought 10 songs and 3 skincare products.
And some champagne.
I know. I'm always like, what am I wearing?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I know.
Okay, so talking about products, obviously, the products that you love, you've got a lot of celebrity clients that love your brand, you know, Drew Barrymore, Lizzo, etc. So many. But just from sitting here with you for how long is that here for, I can imagine that celebrity is as important to you as I was going to say Mabel. Don't know where that name came from.
I love the name Mabel. Okay,
Mabel from down the road who bought it, you know, while she was walking past the shop, whatever. I can just tell that everyone that buys your products is important to you.
So, you know, Mabel's more important to me.
Right.
So, like, absolutely, like, super honored any celebrity. But you know, I don't want to be clear. Like, everyone can use it. Like, super honored for everyone. But, you know, a lot of times celebrities get things for free. And that's great. And that's, I get it. It's part of the process.
Isn't that crazy? Like, the richer you are, like, the more free stuff you get.
I know. But Mabel is paying for it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Out of our own
money.
And
so, for Mabel, between Mabel and I feel like we have a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have a trust relationship. She believes in something. It's my job to deliver the best that I can do. So that's where the relationship lies. If a celebrity buys it or wants it or gets it for it, I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I love it. But it's, for me, it's about the individual connection.
Oh, see, I just literally knew that was going to be your answer. I love it. Going back to entrepreneurship. You've always been so honest about mistakes that you've made. You know, we've already touched on that. Like, you know what? That product's not selling well. We're going to take it off the shelf and we're going to reformulate or whatever we're going to do with it. What is your biggest takeaway from having such a successful brand so far?
That I'm really not aware that it's a successful brand in a lot of ways. Like I get asked the question from time to time, not all the time, certainly not day in and day out. but to me, it feels the same. To me, it feels like I'm always in building mode, which I love, by the way, being in building mode. I love creating things. So it feels like I'm always, like I never feel like I've made it. I never feel like it's secure. That might be like some major trauma response that I need to like deep dive on. But realistically, like I always, you know, I don't take it for granted. And I think that's why I was saying, like, I stop and I do those, like, that pivot assessment every single day of like, what do I need to pivot? What do I need to do? Because I look at people who lead organizations or lead whatever it is, and they'll get to a certain point, particularly founders, by the way. They have like a great idea. They get it like a few years off the ground, and then they can't take it further.
Yeah.
Then they bring in someone else to lead it. But I've been leading it for 15 years, and you know, and that's my vision, right? And I've led it to the fact that now we're the, you know, the number one independently owned, female owned prestige skincare brand in America. But like,
we just have a little high five.
Oh yeah, hey.
It's amazing.
But I think that for me, it's like continuing to say, like, what do I need to learn? What I need to do to continually improve. So that's my takeaway is, you know, if you want to keep growing, you have to continually evolve. You can't get rigid. You can't say it's like this. You know, I think a lot of people, they're kind of like, they want to like die on the sword. I'm always like, give me a new sword. Like if you tell me that one sucks, give me a new one. Like, let's evolve. Let's pivot. How do I need to change my skill set? What book do I need to read? You know, did I mess up that whole thing right there? Like, how do I do this? And just being a little bit fearless with your assessment of yourself. Like, I think
not having the ego, like you mentioned earlier. I think that's really important. Everything you've said there, you're not thinking about, well, this is about me. You're thinking about like, what's next, what's the evolution, and again, back to, we'll call her Mabel again. back to Mabel, you know. I think that's really admirable, and I think that if more people thought like that, the world would be a better place. And I think actually, as a very female, it's being a woman, being able to think like that, that is really a skill that we've got. I'm just saying, we really have. And I think that is going to be so inspiring to people, because I think, like, probably, I don't know the answer to this, but I can imagine 5, even 10 years ago, you could have sold the brand. You could have, you know, sold it to a big corporation. And then what happens? You don't have any control of the formulations. And, you know, sometimes it's a great thing and sometimes that's what people want.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fantastic if that is the case. But you have kept control of this brand.
Yeah.
Because you love it so much.
I love it. I love my job.
Yeah.
Like, I fundamentally love what I do.
Yeah, I can
and
tell.
It's like, yeah, you can sell it. And then I'm like, and then what?
Yeah.
And then what? Like, if I know what I love, why would I sell out what I love for the opportunity to I don't know, like,
you know, to that desert
island. Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, what am I going to do there? Like, what's on this island?
Exactly.
I can just go for vacation. Like, I love what I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Do you still get those pinch me moments? I mean, you know, I know, like, we were talking earlier, the world's changed, but we still have got these amazing retail doors. And I think, like, when you walk into a store, when you see your products on the shelf, do you still think, oh my God, that's my babies, I have made that? And then when you get the reports through that are saying that's selling, oh, you know, they're buying more of that, and you must, do you let yourself take in that moment?
Never.
Never.
I was never. I would love, maybe, you know, ask me in 5 years, maybe I'll get there.
Should we just take a moment? I know.
No, but every, you know, I think what hounds me is like, am I doing enough? Am I good enough? I have unbridled self-confidence, which I'm thrilled with. Like, that's really helped me.
Yeah.
But I do always, you know, I don't want to let people down, including the brand itself, which is like this kind of like alien entity, right? Like, if I see it on shelf, I'm like, did I do good enough? And I actually, to be honest with you, I hope that I mainly say no. Like, I don't want to say yes to everything, because if I say yes, then I won't evolve. I won't do better. I don't feel guilty about it. I'm not like sitting in a corner rocking and soothing myself to sleep, but I'm like, okay, I can do better.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm always photographing things in stores. Like if I stop and like, if I'm like in New York or I'm like in Dubai, I'm like always photographing. Every single time I photograph it, I send it to someone on the team and I circle something and say, we need to change this. Like, it can be better. And it's not a blame game to others. It's to me. Like, I'm a part of that process. Like, but I can do better.
How also beautiful to care that much still about a brand that you started 15 years ago. And, you know, I know that we were saying time is kind of crazy, particularly after, like, the COVID times, etc. But that's still 15 years that you have spent nurturing this brand. It's like, I can imagine it with your arms wrapped around it constantly. But also at the same time, your team, I'm assuming, are incredible. And I'm sure that they are inspired by that as well. Because I think that it's very, very easy to go, no, sign that off, that's okay.
Yeah.
Sign that off. Whereas in fact, I think that going back and saying that, they're probably like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. Or, you know, you must inspire a lot of people that you work with.
You know, I'm really picky about who I work with as well. Like, particularly if like we work directly together.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of very talented people on the planet. There really are. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people to choose from. But I like to choose like and to work with people who are passionate and we're like on this journey together. Like, we feel this like sense of like obsession and like devotion and like excitement, and we feed off of it. Like, if I felt like someone was just clocking in and clocking out, that's fine, no problem. But like, I want to, like, the passion that I feel, I want it to other people to feel. I want to share it. Yeah. I want a shared passion.
Share the magic.
So, and I feel like the more you have this like shared passion with talented people, like, and honestly, like, passion, hard work go further than talent. I'm going to tell you that right now. But like, it does. But like, then it starts to become this like excitement. You're like, yeah, they're like, I could do, yeah, you're right, we could have done that. And then it's like exciting versus like, ugh. You know, like, I don't want people like, are you serious? Like, she wants us to change this. I'm like, I want you to be like, oh yeah, you're right. Or like, you know.
And coming to you too with ideas and saying, do you know what?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm exactly the same with that. I think that's just so important. And like you say, it's fine if you want a 9-to-5 job, but actually, this is I hate this kind of saying, but a passion project. But this is a project that basically is something that is, so you're so passionate about it and you want the people to work with you to be the same, and that's okay.
Yeah, I want us to be on fire. Like, I want us to be excited.
Yeah, you know, like, exactly. Okay, now I want to just go back to Space NK, because the best sellers, I mean, listen, in the UK, the Space NK for us is like, you know, it's our beauty haven.
Yeah,
you know, we love it. You walk in there and everything always looks amazing. You're like, oh, you guys stand out so much on the shelves as well because of all the beautiful colors that you have, etc., from your packaging. I know you've mentioned that you think about every little detail, and I think, you know, you can tell that for sure. When you do get the reports in that go, do you know what, this week at Space NK this has been a bestseller, does that still blow your mind?
Yeah.
Because it's huge.
It still blows my mind, and it's like, and it's exciting, and it feels like being on a roller coaster in the absolute best way. Mm. Like, you know, when it just feels like that kind of like adrenaline rush. You're like, let's do it again. You know, like when you're terrified, you're like, you go on a roller coaster, you're like, no, no, no. And then you finish and you're like, again, one more. That's what it feels like. It feels like that adrenaline rush when you see that, you know, something you love, something you believe in, when you see that, you know, people bought it and like it was, and it did really well that week. It's just like, it's a high that I can't describe. I love it.
All that hard work that you've put in pays off. That's kind of what it is as well.
Yeah.
What is next for you guys? I'm sure you have a million things in the pipeline, but is there anything, obviously you might not be able to tell us what it is, but is there anything that you're like, this is coming and you guys are not ready?
You guys are not,
ready. Okay.
But it is on my desert island. So if you do a scavenger hunt. So
it's cold here. Let's go.
So you know what? I'm really passionate about the lip category. So we're going to be innovating in lip. I'm super excited. Yes. We are innovating in lip.
I know.
I feel like some people are with like, you weren't supposed to say it. I'm like, but I want to say it. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So that, and you know, we're going to continue to like, to push forward in ways like I'm very focused also on body, on acne. Yeah, I'm still focused on acne. Like I'm focused.
Yeah.
We have so much room to grow, even though we've been around for 15 years. You know, we don't have a lot of masks, for instance. Like, we don't have a lot of, like, you know, there's so much room for us to grow as a brand, which I love. So, like I said, as much as I practice every day, we really only launch one. I mean, maybe in a freak year, we launch two products a year, but mainly it's one.
I have a request.
Yes. Okay. I'm like, no, this is exactly how I get ideas. Like, go for it. Make it
feel
like this, joking.
Okay. Yeah. I would like the CEO serum in a bubble bath.
Okay.
Thank you. If that happens, guys,
it's all you.
I'll take 1% and a visit to the desert island, please.
We'll go to the island together.
Can you imagine? Oh my God,
let's choose the island.
Yeah. You can imagine like the smell of it though, and then you're in there and you get out and your skin's just glowing. Oh my God.
I love it.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
On that note, thank you so much. Honestly, this has been so inspiring. I feel that I get so motivated and so inspired by women like you who have just created something that is so special. And earlier I mentioned the word magic, and I do really hope that you realize that what you have created is a bit of magic. And it is, you know, a skincare brand that people talk about and recommend and talk to their friends about time and time again for a reason. So Sunday Riley, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you
so much, and I cannot wait for my first bath for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.